Yo, what up? It's your boy, Colby Mack, and this is the Colby Told Me podcast. Yo, whenever I want to deep dive with the Mack himself, where I get to amplify my movie reviews for your listening pleasure, would you please consider giving your boy a follow? I'm on all the socials at Colby Told Me. That's K-O-L-B-Y-T-O-L-D me on Twitter and IG. And I guess until Twitter completely falls apart on Blue Sky, Spill, Threads, you name it, I'm there. And sometimes I'm on Facebook at Colby Mack. Welcome back. This is episode 6. Oh, it's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you without a dope pod to step to. And as always, it's never on purpose. You know, I looked at the Anchor app and it says I haven't dropped an episode in almost 2 months on June 6th. Sheesh. Listen, I got to do better. I'm not even going to sit here and try to like make an excuse because I took my podcast equipment with me. And your boy was traveling. Got to spend some time with the mini Mac. Shout out to Rai Rai. I went from Cali to Texas to Atlanta, from Atlanta to Orlando, Orlando to Miami, Miami Forum Film Festival, Miami up to Orlando, Orlando to Texas, Texas to Cali, Cali to Atlanta, Atlanta back to Cali. And then there was like a little bit of time that I was in Cali for just like a little bit. And then I went to Hawaii. Aye! And then like I'm finally starting to settle down. So I got a few weeks before I trip again and head to Cabo. For Labor Day. So for now, I'm going to be really consistent. Don't hold me to it. Keep me accountable, but don't hold me to it. There is a difference. Oh, man. But if you don't know the difference, the way that me particularly, keep accountable these studios is saying that I align myself with the writers and the actors, and I am full support of WGA and SAG-AFTRA and their strike and labor stoppage. These people, amongst many others, deserve a livable wage, a more than livable wage, all right? And I am completely against the awful expectations and working conditions and a bunch of like weird shit, honestly, from the AMPTP. And I'm going to put that on Front Street on every podcast to just, once again, I'm in full support of the actors and writers strike, and I'll be very considerate in how I do coverage for new films. As a film critic, someone who still has aspirations of getting into SAG-AFTRA, I'm going to be conscious of, you know, how I promote my work. And you know what? If some things I may get wrong, give me grace. The things I get right, show me some love. What was not right was the first movie that I guess I got to return back to you, but best believe I got a bunch in the pipeline that's ready to drop. But the Meg 2 is what you're going to get. This, oh gosh. Oh, can you ask for a more absolutely unnecessary, just clunky, I'm going to call it like a shart in film form. The Meg 2, the trench review. Apparently there's rumors that this film is like a rejected screenplay of James Wan's The Trench that he wanted to do for the DCEU. I'm happy if James Wan has no affiliation to that rumor. And I hope it's untrue because it would stink like this movie. A research team encounters multiple threats while exploring the depths of the ocean, including a malevolent mining operation. Now, you know you're in for trouble when this movie's about sharks and you don't say anything about sharks inside your movie plot or referencing the fact that this is a sequel. IMDb do better or WB do better? I don't know, but I'm going to stick it to both. Because golly, this movie stuck it to me. I couldn't get out of there quick enough. I really had fun with the first Meg. I think that like when it came out, we saw the trailer. It's like Jason Statham versus a shark. And it's hard not to laugh because it sounds silly. And I think that the first movie leaned into kind of like the zaniness of that plot premise and understanding who Jason Statham is. And somehow that movie like was kind of charming. And like it wasn't great, but it was fun. I think it understood what it was trying to do. And it definitely served multiple audiences, and this did the same thing. And I will get to my thoughts on that, but it's directed by Ben Wheatley. You know, that director that's not really done nothing of note, but like is getting studio jobs. Shout out to you. I mean, I guess he's done some stuff. He did like, I think Free Fire, like Brie Larson and that dude from District 9. That movie was whack. And I should have dug some, I should have dug a little bit deeper to know like, oh yeah, this is not going to be that great. And it's got writers that are slightly more of note, you know, John Aber, Eric Aber, Dean Jajaris, and Steve Alton. And it's interesting because like they've done more recent projects and they've also got some stuff like from back in the day. So like, yeah, I guess that kind of makes sense. But like, I don't know, man, you know, multiple writers, not saying that there's too many like, you know, cooks in the kitchen, but like, wasn't nobody cooking? Send it back. Send the fish sticks back. I don't want that. Have anybody ever tried shark? I'm curious to try some exotic meats, and I wonder what shark would taste like. But I got to be honest with you. This movie tastes like caca. Like, it's really bad. And y'all know me. I do not try to, like, shit on movies because, you know, as a filmmaker myself, like, it's hard work. But this looks so easy to be bad. Like, it looked like that there was just no effort. It looks like nobody was... Okay, this is the thing. There's characters in this film that look like they're having fun, but not on purpose. This movie, like, the direction of this film is so, like, one, I don't remember much of what happened from the first Meg. And I don't think that we're in this type of franchise where I need to refamiliarize myself with, like, the characters that I play. Like, there's Jason Statham, Jonas. And they say this dude's name so much. You are going to know this dude's name is Jonas. And it's just Jason Statham. Like, he's not, like, in here trying to bring something different. Like, you know, Jason Statham has been, for the past 20 years, Jason Statham in anything. Like, if anything, he's more Owen, you know, he's Shaw, you know? It's Owen Shaw, right? Or he's the Transporter. And he's just Jason Statham. Like, he's an eco-warrior with a harpoon who I know that he has some type of expertise with sharks and stuff like that. And for some reason, he's back in this movie. And I guess I cannot remember for the life of me the relation to him and this kid. You know, I mean, I will say this, you know, shout out to Shuya Sophia Kai, you know, Sophia Kai, right? Like, she plays Mei Ying. And I'm like, wait, so like, is that his kid? Like, they never directly say it in this sequel, and I can't remember it. And I feel like when you're writing a sequel, there should be an opportunity in which you try to refamiliarize the audience, especially if it's a new audience that's coming in here, to say like, hey, let me kind of like, hey, this is this person. This is who this person is, this person. And they never particularly call out like, is this his kid or not? And even when I was talking to my daughter afterwards, she was like, oh yeah, like she's supposed to be this young. I'm like, I couldn't even remember that she was in the previous movie, right? I mean, it's a plot-driven story. I'm not particularly there for character, but like you still need interesting characters that aren't cartoon characters. And that's what I feel like this sequel has devolved into. Just cartoon characters. There's a shark. There's other things that are from the trench. But what it gets the most wrong is not the cartoon characters, but it's particularly the fact that anything human in this film, like in the Godzilla franchise, it just sucks. Like, it's not fun. So you have Jonas, who's way too serious, takes this movie way too serious, but is operating in a world in which, like, he's got, like, these silly one-liners, but it's not in on the joke itself. And it just makes it hard to sit through. This movie was a slog. I'm not going to say that it was poorly paced, but it just, like, it made the, like it said inside the plot, the antagonist of this film is not the sharks, even though the movie's called The Meg. It's some non-mustache having, but mustache twirling villain where there's an evil, I guess, you know, mole from an organization that is trying to get money from mining this, like, you know, alien-like material that they don't really go into inside the trench, and nobody knows about it. So there's a double cross, there's this, and honestly, the best part of this movie is in the trailer, legitimately. And that's not a good thing. Skylar Samuels, her agent, her manager, whoever, needs to do better by this girl. Like, she's been to some CW stuff or whatever, and she's just like, she's just there. Cliff Curtis, he's just there. My dude, you were in Training Day, man. Get back to, like, Training Day. But you know what? Hey, actors got to work. And let me tell you, Paige Kennedy, this man, he's trying to work. He's doing everything. He's in a completely different film. And somehow they said it's okay. I think honestly that most of this movie was improv. Because like either the script is that bad or there's actors that are just making some silly choices because they're not being led properly in direction. Like at all. Like my dude, he thinks that he's Fez. I mean, Tej from from the Fast and Furious. Like he's operating in a whole other film, which on his face, it's like it's cutesy. But like there's not enough like dynamicism in the screenplay to legitimize any of the things that he's doing. Like, at all. He goes slow motion at one point. And this isn't that type of movie. Like, in the slightest. And then there's also, like, a co-star in here, Jing Wu, who, I didn't mean for that to rhyme. I can't remember his character's name, but essentially, like, you know, he's Mei Ying's uncle, which I can't remember. I don't think that he was in the last movie. I think it was his dad and his sister that were in the last movie. He's, like, continuing their efforts to research the trench. And this dude is being way too friendly to, like, the Meg in general. Like, there's a Meg in captivity. And it's just, like, he's, like, literally winking at the camera several times throughout this movie. And I think he's in a different movie. So you have this entire principal cast that is inside of a different movie, yet nobody's telling each other what movie that they're in. That tells you how uninteresting of a film that this is. When you can't even wrangle all those thoughts together. And I spoke earlier in regards to who this movie is for, because like it is definitely serving multiple audiences, and primarily as this being like a Western led vehicle, at least the way that it's packaged. But then you recognize like there are, I guess, influencers and other media personalities, you know, from the Asian culture that are there, particularly, I guess, to cater to that audience, because there's some like framing and blocking and shots and introductions of people that I'm just like, well, that was odd because that wasn't meant for me. But then also I'm feeling like I'm missing out on something, which I'm fine with. There's not much interesting stuff inside this movie at all. Like even Sergio Perez Mechata, like, dang, bro. Anybody who craps on life itself, him and Oscar Isaac, the best part in the movie. Please go watch it. In this movie, he's garbage. And it's not particularly his fault. It's just the way his character's written. And he has nothing to do except more than likely be chum for a shark. Oh, yes, there are sharks in this movie. You probably think that, except that they're not in it that much. They're just doing wildly kind of incoherent things, and there's no bother to explain why. Sharks are known to be not particularly bright animals. They are fish, ferocious fish, but they are fish nonetheless. And they do things that just don't make sense and are kind of like, you know, counter to how they operate. And no one cares to either, like, one, figure out why, but they just do things. And at that point, the Meg, which is the principal thing of what's driving us to the film, is no longer, like, of intrigue. So, yeah, Jason Statham is going to find a way to be able to kill these big fish, even though he shouldn't, right? Like Dom Toretto, he's just going to Statham some things up. Because, like, this is my thing. Shark movies, they're not a bad idea. But when they're birthed from, like, just passionless productions, this is what you get. And honestly, for where we are within the strike, I would not be surprised if they say, you know what? Let's just try to see what AI can write. That's how bad this film is. Like, it's really bad. It looks drab. Nothing looks real. It sounds awful. Like, this is some of the worst ADR that, like, I probably ever heard in a film ever. And it's just nonsensical lines. It's like, hey, guys, I want to add this joke in. Can I we'll do it in post. That's exactly what this movie sounds like. Oh, it's the Meg. We'll do it in post. That's the new tagline. The Meg 2. We'll do it in post. And I gotta be honest with you, man. For a movie that's about big-ass sharks, this jumps the shark completely. The Meg 2 is all fin, no bite. I had to get the fish pun in there. I just had to. And any goodwill that was gained from like the first is lost in the sequel. And that's sad because I kind of said, you know what? This could be fun. And the trailer did a good job at selling me fun. The movie did not. It's silly, not in a good way. It's a terrible script. It's got awful performances. Like, honestly, Sharknado is better. And at least that was in on the joke, and that was the entire point of the film. Hell, you name a shark movie, and it's likely to be better. I challenge you. Matter of fact, get at your boy. Name me a shark movie. More than likely, it's going to be better. Yo, the Kobe told me rating for the Meg 2, The Trench, is a abysmal, and this is a really bad rating, 3 out of 10. This is directed by Ben Wheatley, writers John Aber, Eric Aber, Dean Gregaris, and Steve Alton. It is starring Jason Statham, Jing Wu, Cliff Curtis, Sienna Gilroy, Shuya Sophia Kai, Skylar Samuels, and Paige Kennedy. This is now playing in theaters everywhere. Who knows for how long? Go watch Barbie instead. Well, that'll do it for this one. Can't wait to get you the next one. Until then, like, subscribe, comment, and share. I'm going to kick it in the sewers with my green homies from New York. Yeah! For Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutant Mayhem, that'll be dropping soon. Once again, thanks for rocking with me. And remember, when they ask you where you heard it from, tell them Colby told me. Peace.